The phrase being sent to Coventry refers to being ignored by everyone around you, but it's hard to ignore some of the incredible sounds that have come out of this small city, and none quite so iconic as local band The Specials. Let's go back to 1977 and take a trip to the Old Heath Hotel, the site of the band's first ever gig, when they were then called The Automatics. Their music borrowed heavily from the laid-back sounds of Jamaican music and the passion and intensity of British punk rock. They were always determined to do things their own way, so much so they set up their own record label, Two Tone, a name that reflected their multicultural and anti-racist standpoint, which was at the very heart of everything the group did. While The Specials instigated the ska revival movement in the UK, their label Two Tone was also responsible for kickstarting the careers of a number of other bands, groups including The Selector, The Beat, and perhaps the biggest ska band of them all, Madness. Sadly, many of the places central to the story of Two Tone and The Specials no longer exist. The Horizon Studio was built by The Specials using the royalties from one of their earliest hits, and the musicians would gather before, after, and even during recording sessions in the nearby Rocket Pub. As you exit the station, you can see a plaque commemorating both locations and reminding visitors of the truly special history of music in this city. For those looking to experience live music today, there are still plenty of places to visit. A quick walk into the city centre from Coventry Station will find you at HMV Empire Coventry on Hertford Street, a 2,000 capacity venue which features a wide range of music events across different genres. There's also Draper's Hall, which hosts a music programme in the newly restored Regency Building in the Cathedral Quarter. Visitors can also pop into the Coventry Music Museum, which showcases the city's musical heritage from Roman occupation all the way through to today's impressive array of talents Coventry lays claim to. Just over half an hour's walk or a short bus ride from the train station, there's lots to see and do at the museum, including its own studio where visitors can try making their own music. Who knows, maybe you'll be discovered as the next big artist to step out of Coventry.